Welcome to our second lecture on Calvinism and the Christian life. In our first lecture, we saw that Calvin did not think for one moment that he was a theological innovator. He believed he was simply recovering for the church with others the gospel of the grace of God in Jesus Christ that had been buried for centuries under an avalanche of church traditions. He was no theological innovator, but he was, however, a remarkable systematizer. But perhaps more significantly, he was a remarkably insightful pastoral theologian. Calvin believed he was first and foremost a pastor, not a scholar. He was a remarkable scholar. He did not think of himself as a theologian, although he was a remarkable theologian. He believed he was first and foremost, indeed preeminently, a pastor. And at the heart of his pastoral ministry lay the conviction that salvation is wholly of God. And because salvation is wholly of God, the only possible response we can make to that salvation is to give ourselves wholly and unreservedly to God and to his service. As we saw, that was summed up in his motto for life, "My heart I give to you, O Lord, promptly and sincerely." In this second lecture, I would like us to consider the foundational experience that lies at the heart of what is called Calvinism. And in a moment, we will read the opening verses of Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah, as you may remember, encounters in a remarkable way the exalted Lord. It is absolutely true that no two Christians have the same experience of conversion. Some Christians, like myself, come to faith in Jesus Christ dramatically. Others, like my wife, come to faith in Jesus Christ quietly and almost unobtrusively.